DW.
Wayan Aksada makes his living as a tour guide. He loves taking tourists around Bali, showing them the stunning rice field vistas and beautiful volcanic black sand beaches. But when more and more of his guests started to complain about the garbage they saw, he knew he had to take action. Early on a Saturday morning on Saba Beach, located on the east coast of Bali, at least 50 people in yellow I Am a Trash Hero t-shirts comb the beach. They collect a dumpster's worth of waste in just a half an hour. Organizing them is Aksada, chairman of Trash Hero Indonesia, a community group with more than 24 chapters across Indonesia and an additional 14 on Bali. It uses social media to coordinate weekly garbage collection events for volunteers. In 1 year alone, they have collected 15,000 kilograms of plastic trash, or just over 33,000 pounds. But Aksada knows that picking up trash will not solve the problem.
The more important is we educate the people how they manage their trash, and then the important thing is how to stop plastic.
Indonesia currently uses a whopping 9.8 billion plastic bags per year, many of which end up in the country's rivers and oceans. Record tourism in Bali is only compounding the problem, but Indonesia has committed to cut its plastic waste by 70% within the next 7 years. Once all of the volunteers leave, Wayan Aksada heads over to see his friend, Nyoman Adi Artana, at his plastic bottle packing plant. This is where the trash heroes bring empty water bottles for recycling. Nyoman Adi Artana uses a hydraulic press to compact up to 5,000 bottles into approximately 1 cubic meter, weighing up to 140 kilograms, or about 308 pounds. These are then loaded onto goods trucks so the plastic can be recycled in Java. On an average day, they load 3 trucks, approximately 1,600 kilograms, or just over 3,500 pounds. For every 140-kilogram bale, Adi Artana makes approximately $4.
There's not a lot of money to make this kind of thing because plastic, not expensive thing, not sexy business, you know, not many people want this. And also, not many people are willing to do this plastic. I choose plastic because I know not many people willing to do this. If you want to make more money about the rubbish, you have to choose metal, aluminium, bronze, and etc. because it's good money.
Too often you see people throwing trash into rivers or burning plastic on the side of the road. Nyoman Adi Artana wants to be a role model and hopes to see locals practice better recycling. He does it because he cares about Bali.
Everybody knows plastic cannot be recycling except by the earth. If they stay in the earth, it can stay more than 100 years. So we have to take it, bring it to somewhere and recycle it, rather than let it stay in the earth, in the land. I'm just trying to do what I can do, even if it's only small, but at least I do it.
Imagine, if you can, 8 million metric tons of plastic refuse making its way into the oceans every year. It is estimated that 80% of that pollution originates in Asian territories. There is an innovative company in Bali making a difference at the production end of the equation. They are producing products using bioplastics, a class of materials made from plants or bacterial processes, and are biodegradable as well as sustainable. Seaweed is one of the most promising base materials. Another is cassava. Kevin Kumala, co-founder and CEO of Avani Eco, is leading the way in converting abundantly available cassava into plastic bags, straws, and more. His company also turns sugarcane fiber into takeaway containers.
So here in Indonesia, we're growing about 25.2 million tons of cassava annually, in which it means that when it comes to the commodity price, cassava is the most economical commodity available in the country. So that was the reason why I chose to go with cassava instead of any other type of starch or bio-based components.
Founded in 2014, the Avani Eco Hub now has 20 machines, giving their 95-person staff the capability to produce 40 metric tons of cassava bags per month. Kumala is convinced that Bali is set to become a powerful example of change in action.
Unfortunately speaking, when you talk about marine plastic pollution, the Southeast Asian countries are very much guilty as charged. We are literally the hot spot when it comes to ocean plastic pollution.
There are some questions about whether bioplastics are eating into resources needed for food production. But in general, they're made using low-value, inedible, or waste materials from the food production cycle. At the Bali factory, they are producing one of the most recognizable items, their I'm Not Plastic cassava bags. You have to be careful that they don't get wet, though, or they will disintegrate. There are challenges, says Avani's marketing and communications director, Margaret Chi.
When the bags are kept in their original packaging, they can last up to 2 years. But you have to keep them in a certain condition. Most importantly, you cannot put the bag anywhere near anything humid. And also, very dry room condition is also no, because the bag itself is quite high in moisture, it will dry out and it will become brittle. And once you open the original protective packing, the shelf life of the bag shortens to just months.
The cost of the cassava bags is 50% more than regular plastic bags. But Kevin Kumala explains they are still in the early stages of scaling up their output. The costs will go down with the increased demand and better production techniques. With Avani Eco and others now operating, can Indonesia reach those ambitious goals it has set for itself? Kumala sets a confident tone.
I think if you see 5 years, 10 years down the line, I really believe that the utilization of plastic is going to be much, much smaller than what it is today. And I think the utilization of plastic will drop as much as 70, even 80%, 10 years down the road.
For DW, I'm Maria Bacalopoulou in Bali.
DW.